Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Roos and Shine podcast, featuring us, the Swedish sisters, Josephine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen.
Based in Brighton and Atlanta, we share experiences from our international lives and careers.
Good afternoon, this is Victoria sending from Atlanta.
And good morning, Josephine from New Zealand.
And Josephine, you are having a slight cold this morning.
I am having the ultimate non-COVID cold though. So it's really nice to have a cold and not have to worry that it is COVID.
Yeah.
That being said, it's not really a nice cold.
No, or not nice having a cold, right? So actually, that gave us inspiration to this episode. We thought, you're not the only one having a cold maybe, or even having COVID. Some people might have, but also in general, a lot of people that we speak to on a daily basis feel drained of energy, a bit of a loss of focus, so many things going on, and we're like still in this COVID world, right? So we wanted to do a little bit of a short inspirational episode with a few pick-me-up ideas to refill energy, especially for you, Josephine, and everyone else out there.
Exactly. So when you say that we wanted to do, I mean, that's always the thing. When you are not in a high, you don't really necessarily want to do things that pick you up. But you wanted to do this, and I think that's fantastic, because you know, and your inner person know that there are things that you can do to pick yourself up. But when you are in a low, if you're actually in a proper low, there's a bit of resistance, right? Otherwise, we would all just pick ourselves up. So I'm very happy to have you, Vic, and you kind of pushing through that we're going to have this pick-me-up episode. So I'll be like the ultimate downer sister, and you'll be like the uber positive pick-me-up sister. And maybe you as a listener can reach some kind of balance here and get the most out of it.
Yes. And I do actually, if I reflect upon it, as my most part of my work these days is really facilitation, you know, something I've done for years and years and years. It's so important to be able to keep that energy up.
Yeah.
Right. You spend the entire day with a group, or maybe it's intense. Like today I've had an amazing day coaching leaders from across the globe, really.
Yeah.
I started at the Samoa Islands in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh,
and I ended up in New York. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, which was lovely. But I think then it's really one of your talents or things to bring to the table is energy, and you need to be able to keep it up. So maybe I'm sort of also like, I'm using it strategically for myself to keep the energy up throughout the day too.
No, and that's so true. But I had some workshops last week, and because of a really poor internet connection on their side, there was no one on video.
Oh.
And it was a very quiet group, so they were not very responsive to anything that I said.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know that feeling when you're just pumping out energy?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they took kind of the last energy from me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. I'm sure everyone's lovely and so on. But it was just, you know, you pump out energy into a void.
Yeah. No, but really, I do think it is important to look at your day, at your work week, at your weekend, and think about all the activities that you do have ahead of you and think, which activities are actually sort of draining me from energy and what am I doing to gain energy? Yeah. Like, so what's my counter strategy to keep that energy up?
Exactly. Because a lot of us and a lot of the people that we work with, and I'm sure many of your listeners, we are in these situations of giving quite mm-hmm. a lot. I mean, whether mm-hmm. you're giving as a in your family or you're giving at work mm-hmm. Or whatever. And we keep on giving and giving. And then, yeah, there's a huge need to look into, okay, where are the areas where I fill the gas or where do I get my energy from?
Yeah, I'm sort of proud I came up with the drain or gain energy. Isn't that pretty cool? I thought it sounded really nice.
Yes.
So ask yourself the activities.
Yeah, exactly. So this episode then is essentially the ideas for how you can gain yes. your energy.
So while you are listening, feel free to sort of expand on our ideas and reflect on what your best ideas are. Because I also find that many of us, we do know what gives us energy. We just don't take the time to put it into our day.
Yeah. And we don't feel like doing it when we're drained, but we just kind of have to do it anyways. And then you feel better.
Yeah. Right. But I have a range of different activities here on my list that, you know, so it could be for various, like what kind of energy exactly you're looking for and all of that. So shall we get started with the list?
Yeah.
And add in, absolutely. Because you'll think of lots of things once your mm-hmm. energy gets up.
Once you're pumping me up. With
yeah,
energy.
There you go. So the very first one, and it's an obvious one. And of course, it's a little bit unfortunate because it doesn't work if you're having cold. But it is to do a workout.
Yeah.
Right. It's however tired you are. I can't think of a single moment where I've regretted going for that run or doing that exercise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number one winner of any kind of pick me up feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm reading, I spoke in our last episode in our book club, I spoke about Emily Nagoski and that I was going to read the book Burnout, which yes. I am reading right now.
Mm-hmm.
And her first part is about how we release stress. And really one of the key aspects of releasing stress, according to all of her research, is to complete the stress cycle. Meaning that a lot of the environments that we are in, for example, you're in a work meeting and you feel threat, you know, your sympathetic side is activated, sympathetic nervous system is activated, you're feeling this threat, you want to escape from there. But then actually, you can't respond to it.
No.
You sit there nicely in the meeting, right? You can't run away.
Because you're not a caveman that can run
yeah,
out of there and hit someone.
You can't punch someone in the face.
No.
And so there's no fight or flight response. You just have to keep it in. And that's essentially what we do every day. We keep a lot of the stress in.
Yeah.
And she says the number one thing to not end up in burnout is to complete the stress cycle. And the number one thing that we can do is to have a workout every day. Because we're essentially stressed every day.
Yeah.
And to get that, you know, 20 minutes to an hour of blood pumping.
So talking about that 20 minute and that every day, we just got, and I am so in love, we got what so many Americans seem to be having and not that common in Europe yet, a Peloton bike.
So what is that?
So a Peloton bike, all the US in the US audience, you will know what this is. For the others, it's like a spinning bike, but it comes with like a world-class gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
It's a screen attached to the spinning bike where you can join live classes. You're sort of on a board. So you join it together with like 100 other people joining at that moment, or you can join in another class happened yesterday, they're all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you have like these world-class coaches, right? And really true. Like, remember I used to follow Robin from New York. She's one of the sort of, I think, started the Soul Cycle whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like super cool instructors. And then you have like this board with like, okay, the 30,000 people that took this class, right? So you also know how you're doing in comparison to all these other 30,000 people, how much effort you're putting in.
Wow.
Which is extremely like, and music, everything, like these cool guys. Honestly.
Are we sponsored? We wish.
No. This is for my like, but really. So what I've been doing is just like going down. I need to post pictures, but it's the advantage of these more sort of larger houses here in the South is that we built, it used to be a storage room in the basement. We've now turned into a gym and a yoga studio. And it's beautiful. I can't wait for the Rose and Shine yoga studio.
Rose Olsen gym. Yeah, it's so pretty. I've seen the pictures. Oh, yes.
And anyway, there's the Peloton bike.
Hey, you need a sign.
Yes, I do. But so anyway, that's like such an awesome start to the day. And it's amazing, like, even though I can, you know, push myself and run intervals and things, I never get to create that amount of sweat just on my own, right? So, but when I'm there, it's like a hardcore workout and it's awesome. So that's, yes. Okay, that's top on the
list.
So
given that I can't do that and this list were for me to be picked up, do you want to move on?
Well, yes. And the second part on my list is actually call your sister or a friend or a colleague. And a little bit what we're doing right now, right? We're, at least I'm already having sort of a laugh and you are too a little bit. But just like that nice check in, hearing someone that you care about. You can laugh about the craziness of, you know, having your boys eat breakfast in their winter gloves.
Yes.
Like I overheard someone did this morning.
While pouring the porridge all over the floor and me trying to explain to Raphael that the, you know, the toddler years have just started.
The terrible twos.
Exactly. Yes. And Rafa was asking, how long does it, you know, continue for?
How long does it last? My goodness.
But that is, I feel as if you have almost read my burnout book that I'm now, because that is number two on her list of two, meaningful social connection. Because there is nothing as useful as essentially connecting with another human and laughing and having them make us feel that everything is okay.
Yeah.
It's that idea that like you are connected to the group and humankind is still existing. So number two after on her list is also to connect socially.
Oh my goodness. I feel like you have the tick list with the right answers now and I need to fit it in on the list.
Exactly. So now can only go downhill from here, really.
Yeah. All right. So let's see if the next thing is also in your book.
Uh-huh. Maybe in another book.
Yes, in another book actually. But I think it works out very well. And that is, so this could work for you unless you're really sick but having a cold, but just go for a walk and just take your time. And I posted this image not that long time ago on LinkedIn, and I saw it somewhere on my social media, and it's basically this person going for a walk with his dog. And you see these two sort of think bubbles coming out, like what they're thinking about comes up on the screen. Uh-huh. And in the dog's bubble, you see exactly the landscape pictured as it is, right? Uh-huh. Whilst in the bubble of the human, it's like crazy chaos of all these thoughts.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really like, all right, just going out for a walk actually does help me to clear those thoughts. And I like to go without listening to a podcast, without having like, oh, maybe I call you or a friend, but also just to hear the nature and to hear the birds and see the trees and just think of nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that's beautiful.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah. I think it's in my book.
Yeah. It's definitely in another favorite book of mine, Stillness is Key by Ryan Holiday. And he really talks about the power of walking. Uh-huh. Let's see if the next one is in your book. Uh-huh. And that is something that I've done, you know, once in a while. And I think I should be doing it even more actively. Take a break with a different angle. So like, even if you are in this condensed space within your office or room or kitchen, wherever you do your work from right now. But think about it. Could you sort of take a break from your screen and go and sit on the floor or maybe a different chair for a moment? Or then I was thinking back to remember that time when we were in New York and we were staying at Jumeirah and we were so tired. I think I was jet lagged and you were like, and you told me that you'd read somewhere. This was an amazing energy trick. But if you actually lay on your back, but you have your legs up the wall. Mm-hmm. So you're sort of like an L.
Exactly.
And that is super energizing. Yeah. And I do that sometimes. And every time I do that, I think about you.
And was it the gin and tonics that we had afterwards?
So yeah,
was,
the London Calling. The London Calling. Exactly. Yeah, I still remember both the drink and the day after. Yes.
At the Ace Hotel in New York. Oh,
those yeah. were the times.
Day after, it wasn't helpful enough to do the L.
No,
we needed more than
we
the
needed
L
more
the
than the L ship. But so that's a little bit, and I do think, like, even for me, just going and sitting on that other chair in my office and just be away from my computer for a moment, mm-hmm. it gives me a little bit of renewed energy. I move away from the space where I'm at.
Yeah.
So that's also part of my list.
Absolutely. No, and I think maybe adding to that is, you know, just getting outside and having a break somewhere different. Or if you're working from home, for me, I find that it's super important. I've been saying to you, you know, I really enjoy taking the boys to school in mm-hmm. the morning because it's a bit of a change of scene, a bit of pulse. And I think a lot of us now with COVID, it's so much, you know, indoors and separated from other people. So even just going out and waving to other parents at the schoolyard can be nice.
Yeah, there you go. Doing something a little bit different in the break. Mm-hmm. I like that. I agree. All right. I have another one, and that is I put it down as do a super snack. Mm-hmm. Like do a little bit of a snack that it's a little bit fun, like a little bit different. I mean, mm-hmm. I was telling you about the dates with the almond butter on, and you're like, and then a nice raspberry on top, right? Mm-hmm. But so do a little bit of some luxury fun break, maybe do an iced coffee for yourself. Like even the preparation shouldn't take long because we don't have usually that much time. Mm-hmm. And just take sort of a moment to, again, sit in another place and indulge in this nice little snack break. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite super snack, by the way? You're so good at those things.
It would still probably be a lovely smoothie. Would probably be one of my key. But then I think you said a good one, like a more of a treat one is a date that you fill with a bit of almond butter and then put a raspberry in there. That's a pretty good one.
I think my most common to good that I really like is also sliced apples and crunchy peanut butter on top and dip the slices in, not the one with sugar, but, you know, the proper one. Bless you.
Thank you.
All right. So that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Also, I think at the end of the day, we look at what is it that generates energy and why do we want that? And we might have been absorbed in thoughts. And I find that taking a step back from whatever we were doing and see if we can find focus in a different way can really be rewarding. So, for example, just take a piece of paper and draw like something that you've been thinking about and say, well, what would this look like, the thing you're working on, if I were to design it on this paper? Mm-hmm. So it's something, doing something different.
Yeah, I like that. I also want to be the devil's advocate here and say that can be a little bit tricky if you need a pick-me-up. But if it's a, you know, if you have a cold, that's one thing. But mm-hmm. like, let's first say from my situation right now, you have a cold, but you also have a bit... Oh, or my situation, most people's maybe situation, but it also a bit of worry, also a bit of decision. We talked about that last time, how I love making, you know, big decisions mm-hmm. all the time. and all of these things, I think it can be a little bit overwhelming, but I like where it's going because you can then also see, you know, what really matters and you can shift your angle and you can do, you know, so it's a balance there. And something that my husband said that I was going to do this morning. And of course, I didn't want to do it because when you're low, you don't necessarily feel like doing it. But that is Tony Robbins. We talked about him before, but he has a really nice video, which is a priming video. So you prime yourself for the day.
Yeah.
So it's very American in the sense like you have the background music and you see the audience being filmed when he does this. But then it's very internal, the work. So he takes you through a few breathing exercises and then he just kind of draws you back to memories that have been really amazing in your life. So you just go back and think about like the best things that have happened to you in your life, small and big. And then through that, he gives you, like, he supports you to think about new good memories or new things that you want to strive for. So that is something that is really nice to help you if you then want to do, for example, that exercise. But that priming one, I would really recommend to do because it's a really nice pick-me-up.
I love that. And it makes me think of also, I mean, much quicker, but like the power pose. Mm. Remember that we did in our yoga instructor training and we do sometimes now for fun, like it's the whole idea of how do I pump up myself for the next part, right? For the next session.
Exactly. So he will always start with some vigorous breathing.
Yeah.
And now, of course, I've been doing more and more breathing exercises as well, which I feel resistant to do, but love when I do. And for anyone who has a bit of a hard time with meditation, I would really love it. Because when you do some more vigorous breathing exercises, as in the beginning of a meditation, you then kind of get the benefits from it as you then meditate in the end. So you can feel the tingling in your body. You can feel all of those things which are otherwise quite hard to feel in mm-hmm. meditation, mm-hmm. but it becomes much more present at the end of a breathing exercise.
That's good.
Yeah, see how many tips I have despite being in the bottom of this black hole.
Exactly, there you go. And you look so much better and full of energy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so with all these sort of in-depth, I have one that is completely superficial, but it does help, and that is put on some bright lipstick.
Yes.
And it's like, even if you're all on your like, some nice red lipstick or pink or whatever, and this might be a little bit challenging for, well, why not? I mean, the men and our male listeners, but...
I think
maybe
for them, it would be something like a bright scarf or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, the lipstick is always a good one. And I'm not so much for like posters with inspirational quotes on or whatever, but I would kind of want to have, I saw someone once have this poster with, you know, this beautiful, gorgeous lady with red lipstick on and saying something, you know, sometimes you just have to put your lipstick on and, you know, and get on with it.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what it takes, actually.
Yeah.
All right. I thought of another thing for those of us working from home, and maybe we might be annoyed with this by now, you know, but just go and give one of your family members a hug. Mm-hmm. Right? If they're teenage daughters, they might not first be receptive, but then they will, and it will be like that's a nice cuddle, or your husband or your wife, or a nice little cuddle.
That is in my book for sure.
They didn't have the lipstick idea in the book.
I wouldn't just be surprised if there's some kind of a reference to that as well, but the hug for sure. And the favorite relationship experts in this world, the Gottman, it's a couple, Gottman, that writes so many books on relationships. talk about the 6-second kiss. To kiss your partner for 6 seconds is really good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's nice. All right. So used opportunity. Sometimes I guess we can forget about that, but used opportunity now that you have your family so close by. Mm-hmm. So that's one that might be. If I'm really tired and it's a simple trick that I have and I'm going to facilitate and I make sure I stand up. Mm-hmm. And actually I make sure that I stand up during facilitation, but then I sit down during my coaching sessions so that because it's a little bit of different energy that is required. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, that's good. And my trick is because we're in New Zealand, I have a lot of workshops that are very late at night, which yes. is my worst time to be awake.
Runs in the family.
But what I do then is that I set the timer on 4 minutes and do my squats and run around before that because it just gives so much more energy for what's to come.
That's awesome. Do you do that in the middle of the night?
Well, so for example, if I have a workshop that starts at 11:30, then yes, I have been doing like a 4 minute thing beforehand.
Ah, that's awesome.
Just making sure because I open the room a little bit before so participants join. So I just one day, you know, the camera is going to be on and they're going to see me like doing push-ups and squats, which would have maybe be completely professional, but or they would be inspired. Who knows?
Yeah, let's hope. I think so, right? So I actually do squats with my audience, with the like if I have a full day workshop. Quite a few of my participants do squats with me and we do it all together. And it's so funny. You see all the heads going up and down. Everyone on camera. I mean, I used to do it live also in workshops before, but I still do it. And that actually leads into, we've sort of touched on it, I think, already, but the yoga break to take a little bit of a proper, nice yoga stretch. And that's something that gives a nice, calm energy.
Yeah, no, again, it can be really lovely. And sometimes you end up out of the routine and then you need to get back into that yoga routine.
Exactly. But yes. And it's so funny because due to my second, I had it both with the first and the second vaccine shot. I get so dizzy. I can't do the yoga because it's just like spinning.
Yeah.
At least I can't do anything where my head is lower than my heart. So, you know, but yeah, so that's when I can't wait to get back to that. So what else do I have on my list? Also, another one that probably isn't even politically correct, but I think can be, you know, okay. But indulge in a 10-minute social media feast, right? And maybe put on the timer so you don't get stuck there. But just check in, like, how's your network doing? What are the people up to around you or not around you, but from different parts of the world? What's happening? What's going on?
And yeah, I think that can be good. And then it kind of depends on you. You just don't know what people are going to put up there, right? It's very hard to control.
So maybe then do the positivity test, like quickly scan and go like, oh, if this can give me...
squeezing your eyes together That's like Luca yesterday. He didn't want to sleep and he was like coming up all the time and I was in the bath and he walks into the bathroom holding his eyes, hands over his eyes to sneak in. So as if I, you know, he couldn't see me, I couldn't see him either. So maybe I'll do something similar with that.
Yeah. A good idea.
Social media. I think the better tip there is potentially maybe just to reach out to a few people on WhatsApp and send a couple of messages maybe to people you haven't met for a while.
That's another lovely way, right? And share pictures or look at picture. I like that. So here's another one that I think maybe half of our audience will agree with and the other might think like that would be the worst way to spend time to get energy, but is there anything better than sit down and do like a proper nice plan? Maybe write a list, indulge in like Outlook and make sure like that all your Q2 time is prepared properly, color code a little bit. And like there's always a next month you can go into.
Funny. I mean, I do love planning as well, but it has been fun now. And I, you know, some of these decisions that I've been making that I like, it makes me cringe thinking about like when we're going to leave New Zealand, for example, and go back to Europe.
Yeah.
And every time I call you, you're like, you love to have that planning conversation. You love to. And I mean, it's really supportive, but it's also like, yeah, it's just different outlooks of it, like weighing the pros and the cons. But shouldn't you do this? And shouldn't you do that?
Yes. That's exactly it. I'm like, okay, can I enjoy a little bit of your planning moment here? Because obviously we can't plan now because no one knows what's going to happen and if the borders will open or not this summer. And that's extremely frustrating. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But talking about that, that then comes on to my next tip of sort of a pick-me-up activity. If you have a moment, just sit down and dream up your next vacation or all the destinations on your perhaps imaginary around the globe trip that you'll take one day, like and then sort of draw, like, where would I go? And you get to pick three countries in each continent, and what would you do? And just play around with that idea. That's another nice pick me up.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I could see that. But I think what I would say is probably, and maybe after this episode for you are listening, to write your own pick me up list when you are already kind of picked up, you know, when you are in a good place, and have that available in your journal or whatever to go back to, and then kind of just force yourself to do when you are in a down.
Yeah. And talking about that and talking about lists, another one, when maybe when you are in a down, when you are in, you know, in having that sort of lower energy, is to write a gratefulness list. And a little bit to your point, maybe you even have to push yourself a little bit because, but to do that. And as you know, I think you also do it, right? But every morning I write three things that I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, all right, so this day cannot be bad because these are three wonderful things that I have here on my list that I'm super grateful for, however small or large they are. So that's another one. Like, what are 10 things I'm grateful over right now?
Mm-hmm. And then also cater to that, like, little sad or worried person, whatever that is in you at the time. And kind of, you know, I was telling you this morning that I had two people on my shoulder. One is like, you're doing so much. And then the other one is like, you're not doing enough. And they just stand there, scream at each other, you know, with my head in the middle. But maybe just cater to that scared one and just kind of take care of it a little bit as well. Yeah. You know, not, I think the feeling of you need to fix it immediately is also, can also be stressful.
Yeah.
So I think with a little bit of taking care of that one and say, you know, it's okay, it will pass.
Yes. So that makes me think of leadership because that's exactly, as a leader, what we need to do. We need to sort of listen. We don't necessarily need to fix things. We just need to listen in, right? And maybe that's what you need to do. Let these two characters on your shoulders listen in and say, like, all right, okay, I'm hearing you on my left shoulder. Let's listen to the right one and, like, and hear both. And it's like, okay, that's what you're saying now. Both of you are not real. You're just in part of my imagination, but I've heard you. So now I'm going to go on and do what I'm going to do.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what you need from others, right? That's the typical thing where one can clash with a partner or with anyone. It's like when you share these things and they need to fix it, right? And that's not really necessarily what you want them to do. You kind of just want them to hear.
Exactly. So maybe that's the ultimate pick me up as well. Just take a moment to tune in, listen to yourself, and just check in how you're doing. And then maybe you need to action or maybe you don't.
Yeah. And then with that, remembering that it will pass.
Exactly.
Because I think the worst thing that can happen is when we get stuck in this is symptomatic of everything that is going to happen. And rather it's about remembering that this is a glitch, you know, this is a momentarily thing, and soon something nice will happen, and maybe a lot of nice things are already happened.
So we're getting towards the end of our episode now, Josephine. What about, where's your level of energy compared to when we started?
You know, it is better. It's picked me up. And I just drew an angel card yesterday when I was feeling a little bit down, because that is also another pick me up. And of course, I pulled dolphin. Don't worry, be happy.
There you go. There you go.
And it's very simplistic, but, you know, small things like that can help too.
And which also makes me think another thing that definitely should go on our pick-me-up list, and that is podcasting. Yes. So really, we get so much energy out of spending this time with each other and also with all of you listeners. So thank you so much, wherever you are listening in from. I think I was checking the map again when another pick-me-up activity for me to go in and see where all our listeners are from, and so many destinations across the world. So thank you, everyone, for listening. If you thought this picked you up, please forward this episode to someone else that you think could also benefit from a little bit of an extra energy boost at the moment.
Yes, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.